her spirits lifted. I look hot. After researching BDSM styles, she'd bought a calf-length skirt, a fancy corset, and tall vinyl boots, all in black. The corset pushed up her ample breasts and yanked in her thick waist. The skirt hit her wide hips, creating a Barbie figure. Well, if Barbie were a size 16 and a dom, the don't mess with me effect was amazing. Nathan called her submissive, or maybe he simply hoped she was, but she wasn't convinced. Given the choice, she'd dress as a dominant. Besides, going into a BDSM club looking like a victim would be stupid. I might not be gorgeous, but smart? Oh yeah. She headed for the building, anxiety mingling with determination and, okay, maybe a little excitement as well. Here goes. She pulled the door open and a woman barged out, knocking Abby backward.
Clarissa.
A familiar-looking, gorgeous man followed her.
Are you certain you want to walk out like this?
I'm sure. Clarissa glared as she yanked on a coat over her skimpy bustier and thong. Very, very sure, Simon. Abby took a step back, her stomach unsettled at the woman's raised voice in open anger. Don't yell. Don't scream. Please. Please, please. I thought being a receptionist meant I'd get some Xavier time, but no! Clarissa jerked her coat closed. Instead, he offered to find me someone to play with. Yeah, what the fuck good is that? As the woman edged back from uncontrollable rage, Abby relaxed enough to take mental notes. Xavier time? Was that a technique or a machine or what? And she'd better go in before she got caught watching. She detoured around the man, entered the club, and faced a bulletin board with a huge calendar in the center. Various events were penciled into the squares with yarn running out to the surrounding flyers. A tea for doms, a master-slave event, a furry barbecue, which sounded just wrong. What did a party for littles involve? The busy calendar reminded her of the equally big one her mother had used to track Abby's debate team nights, Grace's soccer games, and Janae's beauty queen contests.
Hi.
Abby turned at the greeting. Like an ad for cuteness, a slender young man in bright red running shorts and a matching red collar stood behind the L-shaped reception desk. He patted a device that resembled a credit card reader.
Ma'am, swipe your membership card right here, please.
I don't have a card. Membership? Wasn't the club a walk-in sort of place?
That's okay. Show me your driver's license and I'll find your number in the computer.
He gave the monitor a dubious frown.
I think I can look it up.
I mean, I'm not a member.
Oh.
He dropped into the wheelchair, making it squeak in protest.
That's bad. See, you can't get in if you're not a member. Not anymore. You have to have a recommendation or take the classes. There's a bunch of hurdles to jump since Darkhaven turned all private and exclusive.
Faint music and the hum of conversation came through the inner door as Abby stared at him in dismay. Exclusive, but I don't have time for this, she thought. The club opened only on weekends, and her research had to start right now or she wouldn't get it done, peer-reviewed and published in time to save her job. Can I fill out an application?
I used the last one.
He scowled at the computer.
I could print one, maybe. There's a form somewhere.
She craned her neck and pointed to an icon on the desktop screen. Try the applic? He clicked and an application appeared.
Score! Do you know how to send it to the printer? Last time I tried, I got awarded the blue screen of death.
After she guided him through the steps, the printer hummed to life. She grinned. Even after 4 years of being a professor, she still got a zing from teaching, no matter the subject.
Here you go.
He proudly handed her the form with several more from a folder.
You might as well fill out the waivers and consents, too.
Off to one side, she started on the paperwork, sighing at the legalese, the usual disclaimers. The place wasn't responsible for any disaster that might befall her. How reassuring. She needed a physical and blood work? Jaw tight, she doggedly continued. When the room had emptied of incoming people again, she handed the pile back to him. How soon can you process this?
Hell, without Destiny here, probably forever.
He said, turning glum.
Longer than that even, if my liege asks me to do the paperwork. I'm a lover, not a typist.